From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about what's in store for Aleppo.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration. And I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to leave their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, described the call as a propaganda campaign. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook explained.
This was a situation in which they had high confidence they were hitting ISIL, and it turns out that that was not the case, that they likely hit regime-aligned forces. But they had reason to believe that they were hitting ISIL. A number of factors contributed to this. We're going to learn from that.
Team official Ivan Tozo reacting with sorrow Tuesday after at least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed. That accident late Monday happened near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. This is VOA News.